Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 4th. Happy Missions Monday. We're continuing in the Gospel of Luke, and Luke gives us lots to think about in these 19 verses, verses 1 through 19 today. Then we'll move over to the Psalms and we will read another Song of Ascents, Psalm 134. But first, from Luke's Gospel. And he said to his disciples, "Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in the day and turns to you seven times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." This next section is called Unworthy Servants. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he comes in from the field, "Come at once and recline at table"? Will he not rather say to him, "Prepare supper for me and dress properly and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink"? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty." And then the story about Jesus cleansing the 10 lepers. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. They lifted up their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He fell on his feet at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Luke 17 gives us a lot to think about. We are to guard ourselves against leading others astray. And so we pray, Lord, help us not to be a stumbling block today. We are instructed to forgive up to 7 times, it says here, if someone comes to you in the same day and repents. So, Lord, we pray that you would help us to forgive as we have been forgiven. We are encouraged here about faith. Father, help us to have faith as big as a grain of mustard seed. We're also instructed to have humility and to root out self-justification and honor-seeking. You know that feeling of, "God, you owe me." Lord, forgive us for seeking the best places and thinking that we as unworthy servants deserve to sit at your table. Rather, Lord, help us to have humility and to remember that it is all a gift of grace. And then finally, Lord, help us to be grateful people who return with praise, remembering the great things you are doing and have done on our behalf, and the great gift of salvation that you have given to us. Psalm 134 is the final song of ascents, and one of the commentators pointed out that every third psalm in these psalms of ascents is about Zion or Mount Zion. And so it is fitting today that the psalms of ascent conclude with a psalm of praise that is from Jerusalem and the temple. In Douglas Webster's commentaries on the Psalms, he says this, "As the psalm reminds us, there is never a poor time to praise the Lord." Look at Psalm 34 and verse 1. "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips." Psalm 134 is a reminder to praise the Lord moment by moment, day and night. Most commentators envision priests working the night shift in the temple. While the city sleeps, the priests continue to praise the Lord. Psalm 134, "Come, bless the Lord. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth." Today is Missions Monday, so we want to be praying alongside our partner in ministry, Family Promise of Birmingham. I can remember when I first came on staff, and for many years, we would host families in our church that were homeless as a part of Family Promise of Birmingham. Every 13th week, they would come along, we would feed them, and they would stay on cots on the fourth floor. Family Promise of Birmingham has changed their model a bit, especially during the pandemic, where now they try to take a preemptive approach. In 2023, Family Promise assisted 97 families, which included 239 children and 108 adults. For more information on their ministry, you can contact Drew Smith or you can call the church office. Will you pray with me? Father, today in Luke's gospel, we are instructed in many ways, and we just want to reiterate those prayers, that you would guard us against leading others astray. You would give us the ability and the understanding of forgiveness. You would increase our faith and our humility and our gratitude, and you would root out any self-justification or honor-seeking that comes so naturally to us and replace it with just a feeling of, Lord, it's my duty, and I want to obey you because you are so good to me. And then we come to the psalm, and we're reminded, Lord, that we are to lift our hands up in praise and to bless your holy name because you have blessed us so richly from Zion. You made heaven and earth. You made each of us. You have created us, and we thank you. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are working with Family Promise of Birmingham. We pray for the many families that were impacted last year positively by their ministry. And we pray going forward that you would also continue to do your work of ministry in Family Promise of Birmingham. We pray, Lord, for all families who are homeless, that they would find shelter. Lord, we can only imagine how difficult that is. And so we pray specifically even now for someone whom we have met who is homeless or on the brink of it. We ask, Lord, for your wisdom in those situations. God, we thank you for working in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for increasing our faith. And we pray, Lord, according to your word, that you would help us to be the kind of people who are light and salt, and who are a picture of what it is that your kingdom will come. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.